Art, a week ago, we were here talking about the Mariners' 16-inning loss to the White Sox. And then this past Wednesday night, they gave up 6 runs in the 9th inning to lose to the Astros, the worst team in baseball. How do fans cope with all this?
They don't. They just stay away. The Astros series wound up drawing about 37,000 people for 3 games. That's like the old Kingdom numbers in the late 70s. You know, it's just fans have really been asked to give way too much emotionally. And that Wednesday game was a classic example. Jeremy Bonderman, a 30-year-old starter who had been out 2 years with ailments, pitches a 3-hit shutout. And then the Mariners get 1 run across in the bottom of the 8th. And then Tom Wilhelmsen comes in, the closer, the bartender, and blows up. He gives up 3 hits and 2 walks and 5 runs, and the Astros won 6-1. It was just another astonishing way to lose a game that just completely pulls apart the emotional bond that most fans have for a team.
So what is wrong with the Mariners roster?
Well, it's screwball from the standpoint that you've got older veterans who are being asked to play too many games consecutively, and they become either injured or they play injured, or they don't play well. Coupled with the failure to get enough young people up to replace them. And so they've tried to patch things with Raul Ibanez, who's doing great at age 41, hitting 13 home runs. And Jason Bay, Mike Morse, these guys have done reasonably well, but they get hurt. And the vulnerability is just killing the Mariners, because there have been young people such as Dustin Ackley, Jesus Montero, Justin Smoak, Brandon Maurer. All of these guys have been counted upon at the start of the season, who've subsequently been sent down to AAA Tacoma. So what's left is a mishmash that you can't count on from game to game. You don't know what you're getting, and suddenly now the Mariners are looking at a spot that seemed locked down. The closer position is completely unstable, and so now they have to put a patch there, and there's no reasonable alternative to close besides Wilhelmsen.
It's important to note that this is all happening in contract years for manager Eric Wedge and general manager Jack Zarensic.
That's exactly the pressure that you don't want in this sort of situation. These guys are insecure about their job futures, so they're going to try to make moves to win games now, which is okay if you haven't had the history of guys coming up too early and losing confidence at the major league level. And so that's the apprehension that is surrounding the arrival of Nick Franklin, who seems to be pressure-proof so far. He's hitting .300 and playing a very good second base. And then Wednesday night, they brought up Mike Zunino, the heralded catcher, who becomes the first player in the major leagues out of the 2012 draft class to make it to the big time. He's got a fine glove. His footwork is excellent. He threw a runner out at second by such a large margin, the runner didn't even slide.
Right.
So all that good stuff, along with Jeremy Bonderman's 3-hit shutout pitching, was lost in the cavalcade of dreck that befell the Mariners on Wednesday night. And they just have no solutions except to play the next game and hope something goes right, which after 10 years of losing, Mariner fans aren't really expecting.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.